Blog Talk Radio.
Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my for me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh,
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. It's a blessing and an honor to be here with you all today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Our God is good. We serve an awesome God. We serve a magnificent God. It's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Why don't we just continue to rejoice and be glad in it? No matter what you're going through on today, I want to encourage you that God has a great plan for your life. Yes, he does. God has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Hallelujah. That's why you just have to continue to praise God through the pressure. Praise God through all of the things that are going on around you. Praise God through the naysayers. Praise God anyhow, because he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome. Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. It is Monday. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been on the air. I've been going through some things in my personal life with my husband. And guess what? We have the victory. We have the victory. And I know that. That's why I come here on Mondays to encourage you that God is no respecter of persons. And whatever he's doing for me, he can do that, and he will do that for you also. So we have to encourage each other as women, especially. We have to encourage each other. We have to strengthen each other. We have to be there for each other and make sure that we are loving on each other. It's no time to be hating on each other. Come on. So many people are already coming against us. We have so much that we have to fight against. We have so much that we have to, so many challenges that we have to get through in life. We're wives and we're mothers. Some of us are ministers. Some of us are first ladies. Some of us are apostles. Some are pastors. Some of us are sisters. You know, we're daughters. We're friends. We have so many roles that we play, so many hats that we wear. And the best thing that we can do for each other is to love each other and not hate on each other, not be jealous of each other, not come against each other. We need to love and support each other. Amen? And I'm telling you, I need that. I'm at a place in my life where I need my sisters. Amen? So they say, if you want a friend, you show yourself friendly. So I'm taking the high road. Instead of looking at all of the people who don't like me and may not like me, I hope it's not a whole lot, because I'm quite likable, but looking at all of the people that may have a problem with me, instead of that, I'm going to look at those people who are there and those people who are rooting for me and those people who are encouraging and loving, so, and supportive. So I'm going to look at that, because the Bible tells us to think on whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are praiseworthy, those things that are of a good report. So I encourage you to just join me. Join me in being positive, even about that negative situation. Join me in being positive, even about that negative situation. Amen, amen. So I know I'm just going on, and we just started, but how many of you know out there that sometimes as you're encouraging others, you have to encourage yourself? The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. So just as I'm encouraging you to continue to keep pressing, as I'm encouraging you to show love, as I'm encouraging you on today, I am first partaker. I am encouraging myself, because even the strong need strength. Yes, even the strong need strength. So we have to continue to be that strength for each other. And even as you encourage somebody else, you will feel better, because you will feel your strength start to kick in, and you'll feel your strength start to build up. So it is a joy and a pleasure. And this is what I love doing. I love pouring into my sisters. I love encouraging other people. I love preaching the gospel. So it's a natural for me, even when I'm tired, as I am today, tired in my body, even when I'm tired, it gives me great joy to come and to encourage somebody else. So I want to encourage you on today to keep on keeping on. Amen. Amen. I have a word I want to share with you. But before I do that, I want to tell you about the last couple of weeks and what's been going on with me. Two weeks ago, I had the pleasure of going up to see the play Missing Love Child, the premiere of the play Missing Love Child with Evangelist Angel Wings. You know him. He's been with us before. He's on fire for the Lord. He is the same in person as he is on the radio. We had an awesome time. I met his pastor. I met his pastor's wife. We sat together. We had sweet fellowship together. It was an awesome time in the Lord. We connected with some awesome, awesome people in the kingdom. We are excited. My husband and I are excited about the divine connection that the Lord made 2 weeks ago. But let me tell you about the play. The play was riveting. The play was riveting. It was so moving. Evangelist Angel Wings has a story that is amazing. It's amazing how he's still here and so on fire for the Lord. It's amazing how he still has zeal and joy and peace. It's amazing how he still wants to help other people with everything that he's been through, that he's still reaching back and reaching down to help other people to come forth and to come up, to let other people know that no matter what has happened in their lives, it's not the end of the road, it's not over. And this brother is amazing. His story is amazing. The play was amazing. The actors were amazing. It was just really, really heart-wrenching even to watch the story, to watch his story played out on the stage. And there was a couple of parts there where I was crying, and I was sitting there, and I know his first lady was crying, and we were just sitting there just really, really moved by the story and the performance. So watch for the Missing Love Child to come to a theater or a church near you. My husband and I don't own our building, but we are truly thinking about finding a way to get them to come up this way, because you need to see this play, and if you're in anywhere, if you're a pastor or if you're a facilitator, program facilitator for your church or organization, check out Evangelist Angel Wings on Facebook. Check out Missing Love Child. Read the book and see about having him come with the actors to do the play in your church or at your organization or in your city. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed, and it will make a difference in the lives of all the people that come. So I encourage you to support the play, support the ministry, and to help the people get set free. Amen. Amen. So that's what I did 2 weeks ago on Friday. We went to see Missing Love Child, and last weekend I pretty much stayed home. I didn't do a whole bunch last weekend, and this particular Sunday was powerful at the church. Listen, if you have not been to New Creation Christian Ministries Church, you want to come out and be a part of what God is doing at the church. We are praying. We are fasting. We are believing God for the ministry there. and God is blessing every single Sunday. God is blessing. Later on this evening, I'll have the video on our page. You can go over to my Facebook page, or you can go over to New Creation Christian Ministries page, and you can see the video from the word that I preached on yesterday. God had me preach a word yesterday, the elements of your blessing, the elements of your blessing. So you want to go later on today to go over to Facebook, or if you don't have Facebook, go directly to YouTube and type in NCCM, the Kingdom Church, elements of your blessing, and you will be able to see that video, and you will truly be blessed. Amen, amen. So I welcome all of you to the broadcast tonight. I'm going to give you a word, and then I'm going to open up the phone line. I'm going to give you a word, and then I'm going to open up the phone line so that I can talk to you, go and tell somebody that Pastor Rebecca is on the air with Woman to Woman, and I want to hear from you on today. I want to hear from you tonight. The phone lines are always open. If you want to talk to me at any time during the broadcast, you can just press 1 on your phone, and I will put you on the air. If you want to talk to me at any time, just press 1, and I will put you on the air. What I'm doing right now is getting my technology up. I'm getting my technology up. I have been out all day. I literally ran into my home office and came on the air today. That's how my day has been. It's been a really long day. We went to the doctors. We went to the bank. Then we had to go back to the doctors because they forgot something. Then we caught in traffic coming home. I had to go and get some stuff for my hair. And now I'm home. And after I do the show, I have to do, I have to cook. Come on, all the women in the house, you know what I'm talking about. I have to cook after I finish the broadcast. And we have a leadership meeting. We have a leadership meeting by way of conference call on tonight. So, hey, so we're excited. My granddaughter just came into town. She just got back from Florida. So I'm excited to see her. She just walked in the house. So there's a lot, you know, that's what I was saying. As women, we wear a lot of different hats. We do a lot of, we play a lot of different roles in the lives of our family and the lives of our husbands. So it's a lot. But let me tell you something, it's not too much. You can handle it. You can handle it. Keep pursuing the goal. Keep the finish line in your vision. You know that you're going to make it. Know that you cannot fail. So that kind of goes into the word that I'm going to give you. So I'm going to give you the word. I have my technology up. I can see you out there. Hello, everybody. I see you. God bless you. I see you all out there. And welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. I'm going to give you a brief word, very brief. God gave me this word prophetically, and I want to just share it with you. I want to give you a word from Hebrews chapter 11. Actually, Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I just want to release this word to you prophetically. Hebrews chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 10. And I'm believing God that he's going to speak. I feel the Lord right now. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. It says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, My soul shall have no pleasure in him. For we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Oh, God, we just thank you for your word. I ask, Father God, that you speak prophetically through me, even as I speak to the women, Father God, and even the men that have tuned in on tonight. And I just thank you in advance for what you're about to say to us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants me to tell you tonight, my sisters, God wants me to tell you to hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. That word faith is, the Greek word for faith is pistis. That means a conviction. That means you have an assurance. That means that you know that you know that you know that what you're believing for is going to take place. And that's what God is saying. He wants you to be right there. God has allowed certain things to happen in your life to bring you to where you are today. God knows where you are today. It is no surprise to him that you are facing some of the obstacles and some of the opposition that you find yourself facing today. But God says you can handle it. Yeah. God says that he has equipped you to handle the pressure of the opposition, the pressure of the obstacles. God says he has equipped you to handle it. And he wants you to be able to know that you know that you know. God wants you to be able to rest in your confidence in him. See, there's somebody out there that you're at a place in your life that if God doesn't move, you don't know what's going to happen next. And God sent me to tell you tonight that he is yet moving in the middle of your situation. Even though you can't see it, even though you can't sense God moving, even though it does not feel like God is with you, God wants you to know tonight that he is with you and he's moving in the middle of your situation. God has heard your prayers. He's seen your tears. God sees your frustration in the middle of that situation. And he wants you to know that he has not left you. He has not forgotten about you. He has not forsaken you. But God wants you to know that he is moving on your behalf. And you might say, how long, God? But God says that if you continue to persevere, he's working out some patience in your life, because this is just the beginning of what God wants to release to you. This is what you're believing God for right now. It's just a small piece of what God wants to bring to you. It's just a small part of the blessings that God has in store for you. See, you haven't seen anything yet. See, the reason that there's so much warfare. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel God right now. The reason that there's so much warfare in your life is because there's so much increase that God is bringing to you. There's so much glory that's going to be revealed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The reason there's so much warfare in your life is because there's so much glory that's going to be revealed in your life through what you're walking through right now. God is going to get the glory out of this situation that you find yourself in the middle of. God is going to get the glory. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it's hard, but God says, I did not bring you in, allow you to get into this situation. I did not allow this thing to come upon you without equipping you to handle it. So God has already prepared you for this season that you're in right now. God has prepared you for it, and he's equipped you for it. And now what he's doing in the middle of this situation is he's molding you and shaping you, and he's developing qualities in you that you're going to need to receive the rest of your blessing. See, this is just the beginning. God said it again. It's just the beginning. Your eyes have not seen, nor have your ears heard, nor has it entered into your mind the thing that God has prepared for you. The things that God has prepared for you. God has a blessing with your name on it. And I'm not talking material things, because some of you, listen to me, you already have the car. You already have the house. You already have the husband. But if you believe in God for those things, then catch your word. Catch it. Catch it and hold on to it. And believe God for that house. Believe him for the husband. Believe him for the money. Believe him for the prestige. Believe him for that business that he has deposited the vision for in your heart. Believe God for increase. But more than that, God is getting ready to position you to release a greater anointing in your life. God is bringing a greater anointing into your life, a greater anointing. See, when you have this anointing on your life, when you have this oil on your life, you don't have to believe God for stuff because you walk with favor. You walk with blessing. You know, when you have this anointing in your life, people just want to, they want to give you stuff. People just want to treat you right. People just want to be in your life. People want to help you with the vision that God has given you. So God says, you don't need the material thing. You need my anointing. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God says, you need to believe me, to hold on, that what you're going through is working out a greater anointing in your life. Because I want to use you, my God, I want to use you mightily for my glory. There's some people that are assigned to your life that are watching you. There are some people that are saying, how is she going to make it through this situation? Is she going to quit? Is she going to go get something to drink? Is she going to, you know, go and lay down with some man who's going to satisfy her physical part of her? They're watching to see, are you going to revert? Oh, there are people watching you, woman of God. Listen, my sister. There are people watching to see if you're really who you say you are in Christ. Or they're watching to see if you're really who you say you are. Are you as strong as you say you are? Are you as anointed as you say you are? Are you as gifted and talented as you say you are? And check this out. Do you have the faith that you say you have? Is your faith for real? Or is it only good for when the times are good? People are watching to see, is your God real? Are you a true witness for Jesus? Can you stand up under pressure? I don't know about you, but all my life I had to fight. I'm from Newark, and I have fought and fought and fought for everything that I believe in. I have fought to keep my mind. I was molested as a child. You know, my dad and the father used to try to fight my mom. My mom would fight them back. My mother, I had an awesome mother. My mother taught me strength. She taught me how not to take mess from a man. My mother taught me how to make sure that I was in a relationship with a man who was not going to take away from me, but a man who was going to add to me. She taught me how to stand up for myself. She taught me how to fight back. And I thank God for my mother, even though it was a bad experience with her having to fight my dad, something good came out of it. And that's what God sent me to tell you today. Even though sometimes it's a bad experience and you have gone through some bad experiences in your life, something good is coming out of it. God is getting ready to get the glory out of your life. And he sent me to tell you today to hold on to your faith. You have need of patience. See, you have faith, but you have to add patience to your faith. You have to know how to wait on the Lord. You have to wait on the Lord. I know it's hard. I know you feel like you can't take anymore, but God says you can take it and you can hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Wait on the Lord. Persevere through the storm. The Bible says when the fire comes that the fire won't burn you up. The Bible says when you go through the waters that the water won't drown you. It won't consume you. It says that the fire won't even be able to set upon your body. It won't touch you. You won't come out smelling like smoke. God, that's because God shows up in the middle of the fire. God shows up in the middle of the storm. And he's allowing the pressures that you're going through to produce the anointing for where you're going. See, where you're going right now is not the end of the road. God is not finished with you yet. Hallelujah. See, some of you are climbed into a cave. Some of you have climbed into a cave, maybe not physically, but mentally. And you're saying, you know what? I'm going to shield myself. I'm going to protect myself. And I want to tell you today that God is getting ready to bring you out of that cave, and he's going to put you on center stage so that people can see his glory resting on your life. I want to tell you that God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You know, so many, I talked about haters earlier, so many haters have come against you. They hate you because you're beautiful. They hate you because you're anointed. They hate you because God's using you. They hate you because you're favored. You're blessed and highly favored of the Lord. They hate you because you're intelligent. But you know what? You cannot allow your haters to be a hindrance to you any longer. You cannot allow your haters to be a hindrance to you any longer. Take your eyes off of your haters and put your eyes back on God. Because he, Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. And guess what? He's not finished with you yet. No, if you have not gotten the promise, the Bible says if you keep believing, you will receive the promise. I just read it in the scripture. If you hold on to your faith, you will receive the promise. Some of you have husbands that are acting crazy. They're not loving you like you need to be loved. They're neglecting you. You know, some of you are going through the gates of hell and back with your marriage. But I want to encourage you, don't pray for God to change him. Allow God to change you. Ask God, what can I do to bring the fires back to my marriage? See, sometimes we have to change in order for everything around us to change. And that's what I was talking about when I was talking to you about that anointing. See, when you change, when you shift, and oh, my God, I felt that. When you shift, everything around you has to shift. When you shift, everybody around you has to shift. See, you have to shift. You have to shift. You have to shift back into a place of faith. Move out of discouragement. Move out of doubt. Move out of depression. Move out of being disillusioned. And shift yourself back into a place of faith. Shift yourself back into a place of faith pertaining to your husband, pertaining to your children. Let me give you a brief testimony. I've been married for 19 years to my husband. And when I got married, I had this fairy tale vision of how marriage was going to be. I was marrying this fine, handsome, tall, dark chocolate man, and we got along so well before we were married. We would sit and we would talk for hours. We would sit in his car and we would talk for hours. We had chemistry. You know what I'm talking about. We had chemistry. You know, we had to buy dates. We pushed our marriage date 3 times because we were burning with desire for each other. And we wanted to live right before the Lord, so we kept pushing the marriage date. And then we got married. We had a small wedding party with, a reception following. But we got married. And the day after my honeymoon, first and foremost, we had a fight on our honeymoon. We had our first fight, big, big fight on the honeymoon, and then we had to put down the liquor because we were drinking. We were big, we were about 2 years old in Christ, but I was drunk, and I was on the beach, and he was drinking, and he's not a drinker, and we started to have a fight right on the beach in Jamaica. And we said, you know what, let's not drink anymore. So we put the alcohol down for the rest of the time that we were there. But we still had another argument before we got home. And when we got home, my husband's ex-wife, my son's mother, dropped our boys off at the house and said, take care of my boys. And then she disappeared for a year. She was gone for a year. So that's how my marriage started. And my husband and I had so many arguments and so many fights. I used to try to physically fight my husband because, remember, I watched my dad fight my mom, so I thought it was cool. I thought that fighting was a part of marriage. You know, and I used to try to fight my husband. And so one day he told me, he said, I don't know what kind of Negroes you've been messing with. He said, but I'm not about to put my hand on you. I'm not about to fight you. So we didn't fight, but for 7 years, listen to me, sisters, listen to me, for 7 years, we had an unhappy marriage. We had an unhappy marriage for 7 years, but we went to church holding hands. We went to church praising God. We went to church with smiles on our faces, the whole family, me, my husband, and our two boys, and then we had a baby girl about a year into 2 years into the marriage. So we kept going to church, but we were fighting and arguing at home. And then one day God said, girl, you need to be delivered. Who am I talking to? You got to get to the point where you know you need to be delivered. You need to be delivered. You're giving that man all kinds of hell. You need to be delivered. You know, you're trying to pick fights. You're jealous. You're going through his stuff. You're insecure. You can't trust him. I don't know if you're out there, but maybe somebody is going to listen to the archives. If that's you, you need to be delivered. Because you have insecurity, you have trust issues, and you might have low self-esteem like I had. I had low self-esteem. I had trust issues. I was insecure. I thought he was going to cheat on me like other men I've been in a relationship with. My father was a rolling stone. My God, hallelujah, he was a woman, and he was a womanizer. God bless his soul. I thought that I just wasn't happy. I wanted to be married, but once I got married, I was even the more unhappy than before I got married. Because check this out. Now I was stuck with one man for the rest of my life because they told me that God hates divorce. And I'm trying to live for the Lord. So I had to get delivered. I had to lock myself in the room, in my office, at my home, and I just started writing. I started writing, and that's what somebody, you might need to just write your story. I did not know what was in me. I did not know I was still hurting from the molestation. I did not know that I had low self-esteem. I did not know that I was still mad at my daddy. I did not know that I had issues. I thought it was him, but it was me. And that's what God is saying to you, woman of God. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's you, or maybe it's both of you, because in my case, it was both of us, but God wanted to change me. I don't know, I just heard God, I was arguing with God as I was speaking. I'm like, God, you told me you had a word for the women, and God said, this is the word. This is the word. Deal with your issues. He wants us to deal with our issues. That's why he says, I want to give you a greater anointing. That's why I'm allowing you to go through what you're going through so that you can get some patience, so that you can get some patience, so that you can get some kindness, so that you can get some peace, so that you can get some joy. My God, hallelujah. God says, I want you to go through this, woman of God, but I don't want you to come out the same way that you went in. I need you to change. God wants to change you. He wants to change you. He wants to make you, oh, glory, hallelujah. He wants to make you the daughter of Zion that he ordained you to be. See, so many experiences in life have come to take away the image of God that he put on you when he sent you here into the earth realm. And God wants to get all that stuff off of you. He wants to try you in the fire, so that you come forth as pure gold, so that you come forth emanating his image. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you today. He wants to heal you. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to change. And guess what? When I changed, after I came out, after God purged me, after God humbled me, I had to come out and begin to serve my husband. I began to call him my wonderful, 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 wonderful husband. And when things were really bad, I said wonderful about 15 times. Because the Bible says that we should call those things that are not as though they are. So you it might not be your husband, my sister, but it might be your child. It might not be your husband that needs to be delivered, but it might be your money. You might need deliverance in the area of your finances. You might need deliverance in the area of parenting. You might be need deliverance in the area of your relationships. Oh, glory. Oh. Because so many of us are picking the wrong men on purpose. We're picking the wrong men. Now, and for instance, you know that so many, I tell women, I say, you know he doesn't have anything to offer you. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have his own place. He doesn't have a college degree. He hasn't worked in a year. He doesn't have anything to bring to the table. Yes, he's good looking. Yes, he puts butterflies in your stomach. And if you're having sex with him, yes, maybe he makes your toes curl. Maybe he does make your toes curl. He makes you feel good in the bed. But girl, you're worth more than that. You're worth more than that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about your husband right now. I'm talking about your boo thing. I'm talking about your bae. I'm talking about bo-booing them, you know. I'm talking about that man that you know is not going to commit to you. You've been going around this mountain with him long enough. He hasn't committed yet. I've been there. I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you because I've been there. I have been there. I've been in relationships. You know, I picked after the molestation. By the time I was 14, I was smoking weed. I was drinking malt liquor. You know, and then by the time I was 18, I was sniffing cocaine. And then I was in relationships. They lasted about 2 years each with the wrong men. I was in relationships, and I stayed about 2 years each with the wrong man. And some of you are out there and you're in relationship with the wrong man because you don't think that anybody will love you because of what you've been through. And I want to tell you today, can I tell you something? The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You are more precious than rubies. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are valuable in God's sight. You are created in the image of God. That means that you are worthy of honor and respect. God only wants the best for you. God only has his best for you. It's time for you to put down the losers and stop allowing yourself to pick the wrong man on purpose. You know that man is not the one. He cannot offer you a future. You should not be in a relationship with a man that you have to take care of down the road. I mean, if he's able to take care of you now and something happens in the future that you have to go to work and take care of him, that's one thing. But if you start out putting the roof over his head, if you start out feeding him, if you start out taking care of all of his needs and he brings nothing to the table, he's the wrong one. He's the wrong man. He's not the one. He's not. I don't care if he wants to get married. Don't you marry him. Do not marry him until he has some financial stability. Do not marry that man until he shows you that he could go to work and work a solid job for a year and take you and treat you like the queen that you are. Don't marry the wrong man. I don't care how old you are. Your time is not running out. Your biological clock is not running out. You are not desperate. You're not thirsty. You're not starving. You do not have to settle for less. Amen. Hallelujah. But God wants you to hold on to your faith. That's the word he's given us today. He's given me the word for you. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but God says hold on to your faith. Don't settle for less. Don't be like Abraham and Sarah and go out and get you a handmaiden and turn around and end up with an Ishmael. Don't do it. Do not end up with a blessing that is not God's blessing for you. Do not end up settling for less. God has his best in store for you. There is a promise over your life. Oh, glory. Oh, I hear you, Lord. God said that he sent you here to this earth realm with a promise over your life. There is a promise over your life. And the thing that you've been dreaming of, the thing that you've been yearning for, the desires of your heart, that is a huge part of what God wants to release to you, but it's greater than that. Because remember, you can't even imagine what God has in store for you. But begin to think on those things that God has deposited the desire for on the inside of you, and know that God is going to bring that to pass in your life. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I pray you hear me on tonight. I pray you hear God. I know you didn't come here by chance. God wants you to know that he has his best in store for you, and the best is yet to come. God wants you to know that he has his best in store for you, and the best is yet to come. Hold on to your faith. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't go in the towel. Don't settle for less. Don't be disturbed by your haters. They can't stop you. God says that not even your haters can stop you. Not even people who put up a blockade in your path can stop you. Not even people who put stumbling blocks in your path can stop you. Not even people who talk about you like a dog can stop you. People who don't like you can't stop you. God says there's no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Greatness inside of you. Greatness is coming to meet you. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and God is surely getting ready to release that to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Everything all right, babe? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray and open up the phone lines. You can just press 1 if you want to be on the air in this last 13 minutes that we have on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. But hold on to your faith. Keep the patience. Develop the patience. Let God develop everything that he wants to develop in you. Let God do the work in you. God wants to change you so that he can release everything he has for you. He's not going to let your blessing mess you up. If you got a difficult marriage, you change. You change and watch God. Just you do your part. Yeah, I know he's supposed to love you as Christ loved the church. But the Bible says for us to submit to our husbands. Don't give him a hard time. Don't nag. Don't argue and fuss. Don't manipulate him with your emotions. Trust God. Don't go through his wallet. You may not trust him, but trust God. Trust God not to allow that man to hurt you any more than you can handle. Amen. God's got you. God has you. God is not going to allow you to be destroyed in this process, but you will come out like pure gold. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Even as I release this word. And God wants you to know today, too, for those of you who have been molested, if somebody touched you, if you've been raped, if you've been abused, if you've been abandoned, if you've been rejected by parents in your childhood, if you had some things that were horrible that happened in your childhood, God wants me to tell you that it wasn't your fault, that you were a victim, but you don't have to live the rest of your life as a victim because you're no longer a victim. As a child of God, you are more than a conqueror. That makes you a warrior. You're a woman. You're a warrior woman. You're a warrior woman of God. Amen. So you don't have to shake yourself loose. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Woman, thou art loose. Woman, thou art loose. Woman, thou art loose. Hallelujah. Break every chain. Lord, break every chain. Lord, break every chain off of the lives of my sisters. Break every chain. Set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Set them free in their mind, God. Hallelujah. Set them free in their emotions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do for my sisters what you did for me, God. You took away all the pain, all the shame, all the guilt, all the frustration, the bitterness, the anger. Lord, do for my sister what you've done for me. Father God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for every woman that's tuned in on tonight. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the brothers, God, who are hurting, God. I thank you for every life, God. Father God, I pray, Father God, your healing power over this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for allowing allowing me to minister. Thank you for allowing me to prophesy. Thank you for allowing me to release your word on tonight, God. And now, Lord, I pray, Father God, the healing balm of Gilead, that it will be released in every home, that it will be released over every life, that it will be released healing will be released to every woman, to every man, to every boy and girl, in the name of Jesus. My sister, I declare you healed in the name of Jesus. I declare you set free from bondage in the name of Jesus. I declare that this thing no longer has any power over you in the name of Jesus. I declare right now with the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing on my life, supernatural release of healing over your life in the name of Jesus. Every childhood issue, I declare you healed. Oh, even as you have went into womanhood and you have been hurt in your relationship, I declare you healed. I declare that your self-esteem is growing up to God's esteem for you, that you know that you are wonderfully and fearfully made, walking in the image of God, created in the image of God. I speak life. I speak life over you tonight. I speak encouragement over you tonight. I speak healing over you tonight. I speak healing over your marriage. I speak healing over your children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak healing over your finances in the name of Jesus, that you shall increase in your finances, in the name of Jesus. I seal this word over your life, and I declare and decree that you shall live and not die, that you shall prosper and not perish, that you shall receive every blessing that God has ordained for you to receive, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Be healed, woman of God. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. And I bind up Satan right now. I come against every plan of the enemy against your life. I declare victory against every plan of the enemy. I declare that no weapon formed against you can prosper in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, I pray for your husband. I pray for your sons and your daughters. I pray for your ministry. I pray for your finances. I pray right now the blessings of the Lord over your marriage. I pray for your relationships. I pray for those of you who are waiting for husbands, that God will truly send you that man that's looking for you. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtain a favor from the Lord. So I pray over your marriage and your relationships right now that they will be godly in the name of Jesus. I pray for any unsaved husbands, any unsaved children, that they will be saved in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you to be in a closer walk with God, that you will be able to see and know his marvelous plan for your life. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray for your health. I pray healing over your body, your mind, and your soul, that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody go ahead and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. And he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open. Just press 1. If you want to talk to me, just press 1, and I'll see you on the switchboard, and you can come in and speak with me. While I'm waiting, I want to let you know, hold on to your faith. This word was for you. Listen, you're not here by chance. You could have been anywhere else tonight. I'm not here by chance. I've been out all day. Listen, my husband and I, we're walking through God's miracle blessings. We are so blessed. I mean, my God, everywhere we go, people look at us and they say, I see your countenance. You just radiate. Your smile. You know, there's something different. You have a beautiful spirit. And God is getting the glory in the middle of a very, very tough situation. I said, God is getting the glory out of my life and out of my husband's life in the middle of a very tough situation. But you know what? We're still smiling. We're laughing, and we're holding hands. You know, we're so much in love, because I forgot to tell you that when I changed, my husband changed. He went from being a mean and cold and standoffish man to loving me more than I could even imagine being loved. Did you hear me? God shifted that thing. God changed my marriage. He changed my husband. It's been 19 years. We've been married 19 years next month. And seven of those first 7 years were really, really tough. But the last 12, let me tell you something. Oh, I hear you, God. God told me to tell somebody that's married and you're in a tough situation, hold on. God's getting ready to restore your marriage. He's going to turn things around, and God's going to pay you back. For all of the years that you have lost, God's going to pay you back. God's going to multiply joy. He's going to multiply blessings. He's going to restore your passion for your husband. He's going to even make your love make him better. In the name of Jesus, God's going to do it. Yes, he is. Go ahead and receive that word over your marriage in the name of Jesus. And God did it for me. My sister, I'm telling you, God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Amen. So my hour is up. I'm going to play a song. Nobody came on to talk to me, and that's okay. That's all right. But we're going to play a song of James Fortune, I Believe. Amen. And know that you got to hold on to your faith. Join me here next week. I'll be here next week, next Monday at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8. I'm Pastor Rebecca Simmons on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Like my page, Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Go on Facebook, like my page. You can put a comment about today's broadcast, tonight's broadcast. Come see me at the church. Oh, listen, go over there and see that video. I'm on fire. This girl is on fire. Amen. I'm on fire for the Lord. I'm coming against the kingdom of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm preaching like it's my last sermon. Every time I hit the pulpit, I'm not playing in this season, because God is not playing. Amen. And he wants to use you, and he wants to use me. So we got to give God our everything. I'm giving God my everything. So go to YouTube, see the videos, NCCM, the Kingdom Church, and you'll see the videos. Sunday's word was the elements of your faith, the elements of your faith on YouTube. Also, visit me at New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at the building, Faithful Christian Ministries. We're sharing that building right now, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. 12:30 is our service time, and my husband and I pastor together. Amen. All to the glory of God. Amen. So God bless you, my sisters. Keep your faith. Hold on to your faith. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm looking for the song. And keep praying for me. Keep me in your prayers. Amen. Keep me in your prayers. I already have a victory. But the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. God bless you. Good night.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family. Have moved.
I believe.